Former Liberian President Charles Taylor has dismissed war crimes against him as lies, taking the stand for the first time at his trial in The Hague. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Lies, disinformation and misinformation. That's how Charles Taylor describes the case against him. Testifying at his war crimes trial on Tuesday, the former Liberian president denied he had commanded and armed rebels who killed and tortured tens of thousands of civilians.
It is quite incredible that such descriptions of me would come about. Very, very, very unfortunate that the prosecution, because of disinformation, misinformation, lies, rumors, would associate me with such titles or descriptions. I am none of those, have never been, and will never be, whether they think so or not.
Taylor, the first African leader to stand trial for war crimes, is charged with 11 counts of instigating murder, rape, mutilation, sexual slavery, and conscripting child soldiers during the intertwined wars in Liberia and Sierra Leone. The prosecution has called 91 witnesses, many of whom claim that Taylor shipped weapons to rebels in rice sacks in contravention of an arms embargo and in return got diamonds smuggled out of mines in Sierra Leone. Taylor has denied that allegation. Charles Taylor's case has been hailed as a landmark sign that the international community will hold autocrats responsible for human rights violations that occurred under their rule. I'm Lydia O'Kane.